Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I am here with the brain, the creator, the designer.
I'd say I'm hurting all the brains.
Got it. So Scott created the Windows Virtual Desktop platform on Azure. This just went live, preview.
Preview in March, March 21st.
How is it going so far?
Well, we got a lot of positive reaction to the announcement in March about the service, and to date, we have about 4,800 folks that have created tenants.
4,800, holy
Yeah, it's been a great reception to it. We see about 50 new deployments daily on it right
That's
now.
That's awesome.
So it's ramping.
And you just announced, so Citrix, big partnership with Citrix here.
Yeah, we announced that when we initially announced the service back in September at Ignite. We announced that we had a partnership with Citrix.
And then we had a partnership with them.
We did. So just in Dell World a couple of weeks ago, we announced that we also now partnered with VMware.
Wow.
So both Citrix and VMware can be value-added partners on top of the WBD platform, bringing their protocols and all of their innovation and tools to help people better manage.
That's awesome.
Really complex deployments.
So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. How rude of me. Continue. You were done.
That's good. We'll get back to it.
So I was going to ask you, tell us a little bit about, I mean, I think maybe for people who don't know what this new acronym is, tell us a little bit about what Windows Virtual Desktop actually is and how customers can use it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're familiar with any type of desktop virtualization solutions, it's been quite common that people are now starting to move some of their workloads up into the cloud and leveraging most traditionally app and desktop hosting. And in the past, those have been restricted to server-based computing, where you take a Windows server and you install a desktop experience pack on it and maybe share it out to a number of users. Or the other path was you'd go down a Windows client-based model, traditionally called VDI.
Right.
Now with the cloud, we're introducing a brand new scenario with Azure specifically, where you can enable a Windows 10 multi-user scenario.
Wow.
So this is like a no-compromise experience. We had that difficult decision, do I want to provide a full, rich Windows experience
with
VDI,
right,
or do I want to get the flexibility and lower costs
of like the
sharing.
Agile, PaaS-y sort of experience of sharing. Yeah,
well, that's the platform itself is all PaaS-based now. So in the past, if you wanted to build a deployment in the cloud, you'd have to go set up, you know, install a server on a VM and then still manage and patch all these.
It's not
very cloudy, is
no,
it?
No. Yeah, I don't.
So WBD is based
on... I mean, it's cloudy here.
Well, we're in Seattle, so that's...
It's a little bit pretty good. It's a little bit. Can you see the clouds? No, you don't need to show. Yeah. Go on though. Yeah.
So yeah, WBD is all a PaaS-based service, and we continue to add new Azure services where you can leverage more and more PaaS. Like we're integrating in with Azure Files now, so there's no need to stand up file servers in the traditional way.
Got it.
And we provide this flexibility of full app and desktop remoting using a full Windows 10 experience, but we also support those traditional server-based workloads.
Right.
So if you want to just simply lift and shift your existing server-based workload to the cloud, we can support those.
So it ends up being, I mean, sort of your no compromise. It's like the best of both worlds, is what you're telling me. It's sort of like you've got that PaaS integration, that sort of PaaS experience if you want to go sort of full bore on sort of that no management aspect. But if you still have a bunch of these legacy applications that just have to run in that client environment, you can also support those.
That's right. And we've done a bunch of work across the organizations, including Office and Windows, to really improve the experience. So we're leaning into that, Office running in a virtualized environment.
Right.
Where in the past, we kind of left it to customers' own devices to go figure out how to make it work.
That's right. Even though it was all Microsoft stuff, right? Yeah, fine.
And customers really expected that, I bought these two products from Microsoft. They should really work well together.
Of course.
We spent the last couple of years really working closely with the Office team. And we made a ton of innovations to improve the experience.
Right. And they're all near each other because they're all going to be running in the same data centers, right?
There's a huge benefit there in terms of running your workloads in Azure.
That's
where
awesome.
All the Office services are being hosted as well.
This is what that means, near each other.
Yes, close.
That's the universal
and integrated
picture.
We also announced an acquisition of a technology provider about November, December of this year that we acquired a company called FSLogic. And they bring a lot of innovation in terms of making the Office cache data kind of migrate with the user profile.
Very cool.
Yeah, in a traditional virtualization deployment, there's usually pools of machines, and you don't necessarily get assigned to the same machine
each time. And so the data's not there for those, but so it's taking your first usage is super slow, typically like Outlook, right?
That's right. Outlook and now Teams and things that tend to work best with a cache of user data. Now that stuff just mounts instantly. And it's also unlocked OneDrive support. So now I can support OneDrive
consistent across
these pools of machines.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. I mean, it seems like a really, really cool, exciting service. You know, one of the things that, at least my experiences with it, has been the sort of getting started experience, right? Maybe leaves a little bit to be desired, right? And so I hear rumors have told me that there is a new experience on the way.
Yeah, we gave a little sneak peek of a new fully integrated Azure portal experience.
That's awesome.
In March.
And
we've actually made some progress since then, and we continue to get feedback from customers about some of the challenges they're having moving between ARM templates and PowerShell and then the Azure Marketplace that we have now. So we're working on unifying all that into a single management service.
Now, is there any way that we could show people what that would look like?
You know what, Corey? It just so happens I've got it ready right here.
So this we've got a laptop right here. I didn't even notice. Well, maybe we should go to the demo.
It's very svelte.
It happens to be right here. So and very svelte. Very nice.
Yes. Usage. So actually, here I'm in our trial.
You can tell it's
portal.
the orange bar is like the internal secret.
That's
secret
right.
Website. Yeah, exactly.
But you'll notice here in the blade here we've got a Windows Virtual Desktop icon. So right here,
look at that with the nice little logo.
Yeah, very cool. So from this new management tool, I can actually build out my very first host pool, and that's effectively all you need to do. So if you want to build out, you know, a WBD deployment, I simply just come into here. I can go to host pools. And you can see we've got a ton of test host pools here already.
I can see you're playing
but
with this.
But if I wanted to create a new host pool, and this could be, you know, hosting apps or desktops, it can be this new Windows 10 multi-user, server-based, or even VDI, I answer some of the same basic questions that we have in our marketplace tool today, like where do I want to deploy it, who's the admin that's responsible for managing this.
Right.
And then because we're built on top of the Azure platform here, going into the VM management
tool
is a much richer experience now to get with
exactly
this.
The network, exactly the VMs, the public IPs, et cetera.
And everything in the gallery is available to us here. So any VM size, anything that's available to me,
oh my goodness,
I can choose.
I didn't realize, wow.
And we provide some tools here to make it really easy for you to decide how many instances of VMs you need and what size to choose. So you can simply tell us, you know, the type of workload you've got. So is this a heavy workload, light or medium, or even go custom? So if I said it was a heavy workload, and I can just say how many users, about 100 users, and 1,900.
Oh, 1,900,
that would be a
definitely
big
heavy. Definitely heavy workload.
But I will definitely see customers making choices in the thousands or tens of thousands.
Yeah.
In this case, I was to say, you know, 5 users per core in an 8-core machine, so we're gonna need, what, 50, or somewhere in that range.
We'll get someone else to do the math for us.
Thank you.
Fine. Yeah.
5 for this. But yeah, so if I just hit go and enter the rest of the parameters, it would go out and build those VMs for me and automatically set the loading of those VMs to that size.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so really slick way.
Super simple.
Yeah, if you go through the rest of this, you can see it also gives you an opportunity to set some of the parameters about this host pool.
Sure.
So you can say, am I using multi-mod? Do I want to allow redirection of COM ports, USB ports,
right,
and things like
all
that?
All these are like options that you can turn on multi-mod and have that working.
Yeah.
Wow.
And all this today, unfortunately, people have to go into our, you know, REST APIs or
into the
PowerShell to go
set
these parameters. So nice, they're all surfaced right here.
Oh,
and I can do
this. Wow.
Yeah, lots of settings. Gives you a lot of flexibility.
Bar, enable SuperPAN. Like, there's a lot of cool things here. Wow.
And you can do this after the fact. So I can go through and set all these now, but I can just, if I just wanted to get through this really quick, I could set some tags if I wanted. I could look at the total deployment. If I entered in the parameters, I just create here.
And away you go.
It goes. Yeah. And then I've created my first host pool.
Wow. And so when does everyone, are you not allowed to tell me when everyone's
I can't give an exact date, but we're working hard. We've made a lot of progress since what we showed in March. So
yeah, this is great progress.
Well.
Very cool.
The plan is to get this out in the hands of our customers in an early preview mode as soon as it's, soonish.
That is the official name. So, well, hey, Scott, thank you so much. This has been fantastic. I think this is a super cool experience that you just walked through and a super cool service. And I think we probably have one more thing that we want to show people, but maybe that's going to be the next show. So we'll pull that in for the next show. But for this show, if you have any questions, any comments, please let us know. Hashtag Azure TWC. That stands for Azure Tuesdays with Corey. And that's me, Corey. And we are here talking about Windows Virtual Desktop. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you. Have a great Tuesday. We may have to call the FAA on this
one. Your carrier is going to hunt you down.
That's right.
We're all set.
Oh, you're ready?
Yes.
Okay,
you can hit the record button on that one there.
It's recording.
We're live.
Okay.
Excuse me, I've got a message on my God. I just need to.
You should be on airplane mode.
Siri. All right, you ready?
Yep.
You ready?
I'm ready.
And so, Scott, I'm gonna kick off and say, tell me a little bit about, this is gonna be amazing. What is the name of the show again? All right, you ready? Oh, and